This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Hope you enjoyed that message that played for those of you hearing this on the radio, because this is podcast as well. Those on the radio here in Brevard County heard this sermon this week, The Mystery of Iniquity. I hope you like that, and I hope that was eye-opening to you to see, friend, that there's stuff going on that you just can't see, as there is with all of these mysteries. You know, we look in Matthew chapter 13, we look at the first group of people that hear the word of God, and it says they don't understand. And then immediately it says Satan comes and snatches the word that's sown in their hearts. Friend, you can't see the devil in pew 7 in your church. He's invisible. You can't see him. Likewise, there's things going on here that you just can't see. The Bible says the mystery of iniquity is already at work. It's infecting people left and right. It's infecting especially Christians, you see, making them complacent, taking them out. It's leading Christians to accept evil as good. It's influencing Christians to be the same temperature as their surroundings. And what happens when you're the same temperature as your surroundings? Then you qualify as the last church age that's going to be alive when the Lord Jesus returns. That's the Laodicean church, which was lukewarm. And Jesus said, since you are lukewarm, he goes, I wish that you were cold or hot, but since you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's the condition of the church at the end of the age prior to the Lord coming back. That, as a matter of fact, is where we're looking at here at Island Community Church. You are invited, if you live around here. We just started the book of Revelation, at least some select studies in Revelation, at least the first three chapters. We just started that last Sunday. You are invited out this Sunday, Sunday morning, 10:30. The place, Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday at 10:30. We're going to wrap up chapter one. Maybe we'll get to this first church, the church that left their first love in Ephesus. In the meantime, we're in the book of Acts. Let's pick it up again. We're at Peter's sermon is where we left off, and that would be Acts chapter 2. Let's pick it up here in verse 29 today. Now, Peter speaking, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." All right, first of all, where did he say that? Well, he said that in Psalm 16. I think it's Psalm 16, verse 9 is where you'll read that. You see, you got to remember, friend, everything you read from King David, not only that, everything you read in the whole Bible doesn't come from man. You see, no prophecy is given by, spoken of by man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Now, David said in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 and 2, he says, "The Holy Spirit spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." You see, when David writes these Psalms, when you read the Psalms, friend, it's not David. He penned them, but it's the Holy Spirit. All Scripture, the Apostle Paul wrote, all Scripture is theopneustos, meaning God breathed. There's two-thirds of the Trinity, theos and pneuma. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Everything, all the Bibles God breathed, you have a trustworthy Bible. You can believe every word. As the Son of God said to that stinking devil, he says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, or by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." John 6:63, the Son of God says, "My words are spirit and they are life." I put it to you, it's a great ambition to go and study every red letter word in your Bible and meditate on it the rest of your life. Make the words of Jesus Christ your passion. And not only that, make the whole word of God your passion. It'll change your life. It's changed my life. It'll change yours as well. I've never looked back. I encourage you to do the same thing. The sky's the limit for you when you make the word of God your life. All right, so that was Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 32. And again, the key word here, friend, is eyewitnesses. That's where we left off here. And that is, that's verse 32. "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." This is what made an apostle an apostle. And this is why you can't have apostles today. An apostle was an eyewitness. An apostle was a special person. First of all, he was chosen by God, not chosen by a church meeting, not chosen on a Sunday afternoon at 4:30 after a barbecue. But it says in John 15:16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and I ordained you." An apostle, first off, was chosen by Jesus Christ. Second of all, an apostle, we've looked at this stuff before, friend. An apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. Had to be. He's a special person. Look at this. It says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses." An apostle knew the color of Jesus' eyes because he saw him himself, saw him with his own eyes. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that the Lord showed and revealed himself to over 500 brethren at once. These people saw Jesus Christ and they were dispatched around the world with this knowledge. And this is what made an apostle an apostle. Now let's pick it up here. Let's pick it up here in verse 36 now in Peter's sermon. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation," untoward, or we could say crooked or perverse generation. Some translations read, that's what it means there. But what did Peter say? Repent and be baptized. That's the order of things. Repent and believe the gospel is the first thing you do. Mark 16:16 too, Jesus said, "All those who believe and are baptized will be saved." So the question is then, does baptism save you? And the answer to that question, no, unequivocally, no. No, baptism doesn't save you, but it's still required of you because he says it right here. Remember, I just read to you just 5 minutes ago that holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit says to you today, friend, repent and be baptized. You're commanded to be baptized. The Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I'm with you always. Go out, baptize people. People, as soon as they came to faith, they couldn't wait to be baptized. They said, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? How about you? Have you been baptized? You need to be, but it doesn't save you. The Apostle Paul says, I thank God I haven't baptized any one of you. For Christ did not send me to baptize, he said, but to preach the gospel. Let's turn there, as a matter of fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For those people that think that baptism saves you, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, the Apostle Paul says, I thank God that I've baptized none of you. Think of that. He says, I thank God that I haven't baptized any one of you. So does baptism save you? No, that's not what the word says. No, belief and faith in Jesus Christ is what saves you. I thank God that I've baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God. You see, it's not baptism that saves you. It's hearing and believing the gospel. And the order of things is to hear, believe the gospel, as we saw in this group here. Notice here, they were pricked in their heart. Verse 37, when they heard this, see, when they heard what? They heard the word of God. You see, it's the word of God that convicts people, not your words or mine. It's the word of God. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then he gives the order of things. Repent. I'd say repent. See, they already believe now. They believe in their heart. Now they need to repent of their sins. Let's not leave that out, friend. Salvation. What goes along with salvation? It's repenting. Repenting, the Greek word metanoia. Meta means a change of condition. Noia means your mind. We could say it's doing a 180, doing an about face, as they'd say in the Air Force. And you leave your sins there on the ground, you see. Leave them there on the altar. You confess and repent of your sins. You do a 180, and you go in the other direction. Start marching in the other direction. Leave your sins behind. Repentance is agreeing with God about your sins, confessing them, calling them what they are, repenting of them, and leaving them, and going in the other direction, not to return anymore. That's what that means here. And that's what happened here. Salvation came about through belief in Jesus Christ. And the entire act of salvation is believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth, repenting of your sins with your mouth, and also, friend, being baptized is just as important, lest we forget. We're out of time. We'll be back again Monday with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.